This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. A new anti-distracted driving law takes effect in Massachusetts today. If you are behind the wheel, then you are prohibited from using any electronic device, including a mobile phone, unless you use the device in hands-free mode. If police officers observe you violating the law, then they can pull you over and issue a citation. Massachusetts is the last New England state to ban handheld phone use. State Senator Will Brownsberger has been a part of this public safety effort in Massachusetts for years and joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
How did this bill become so important to you?
I was not entirely sold on this bill initially because I'm also a civil libertarian, someone who has concerns about high arrest rates and so forth. And you never want to pass a law that people aren't really ready for. You know, if we thought that we were going to pass this law and a lot of people were going to ignore it, then that would be a bad thing. And cell phone use is something that we're pretty hooked and attached to. But I did a post on it to my site, and that's kind of my MO, is I do a lot of communication on the web and have people to sort of give me feedback. When I said, are we ready to do hands-free? What do you think? I got more response on that question than probably anything else I've done in the form of written comments from people saying, you have to do this. We have to do this. It's time. So I think there's a consensus that has developed. People recognize that this is bad behavior. They see people behaving badly. Most of us have probably think of times when we have done something negligent behind the wheel as a result of talking on the phone. And so I think people are ready. And I think, I'm hopeful that we'll get a good level of compliance out there.
So let's review the basics of this law that is in effect as of today. What are the details that every driver needs to know?
You cannot hold the phone while you're driving, period. Whether you're talking on it, texting, you just cannot hold the phone. So it has to be hands-free. And you cannot look at a phone except for navigation purposes, and then only if it's mounted somehow in your car. Now, that doesn't mean you have to go out and buy an expensive mount. You can go out and buy a cheap mount, just something to hold on your dashboard. But you cannot hold the phone. If you're going to talk on the phone, you can do it in hands-free mode. When you can touch the phone once to sort of turn on hands-free mode, that's it. But the whole idea is to make holding a phone against the law, and that's basically what the bill does.
And because I have seen many people do this, no holding the phone includes no putting it on your lap.
You might be in a gray area there. Holding it in your lap probably does mean holding it, and certainly holding it and looking down. Remember, you can't look at it either. The only time you're supposed to be able to look at your phone is if it's properly mounted.
Under this law, drivers are prohibited from using any electronic device except in hands-free mode. Does this include, or to what extent does this include, car radios and audio systems and other non-telephone GPS devices?
Well, if it's a non-telephone GPS device, like a standalone Garmin or something, then the basic rule applies. That's an electronic device. Stuff that's built into the car, you know what? That is a source of potential distraction. And hopefully people are thinking about the fact, you know, as a result of thinking about the distracting effects of cell phones, they're thinking about the distracting effects of all the other gizmos on the dashboard. But we haven't changed the rules about the other gizmos on the dashboard.
How do you personally try to convince people of the importance of not messing with devices while they're behind the wheel? You know, what's your elevator pitch on that?
Well, it only takes a few seconds to do a lot of damage. Here, I'll tell a story. I cycled across the country in 2011, and so some of my friends know that, or people know that, and they come to me when they're thinking of doing that, taking that adventure. So I coached a guy, you know, who was getting ready, gave him my list of things he's going to need and talked about routes and so forth. And then I saw him about 6 months later. He was full leg cast, arm cast, just a mess. He was okay. I mean, he was out walking around, but he had obviously had serious injuries. He made it about halfway across the country to the middle of the country in North Dakota, and guy had plowed into him at 70 miles an hour. And the guy apparently just kept telling the police, I only looked down for a few seconds. I only looked down at my phone for a few seconds. It's all it takes. It's all it takes. And that's the elevator pitch.
State Senator Will Brownsberger helped craft the anti-distracted driving law now in effect in Massachusetts. And remember, to stay legal and to be a safer driver, leave the phone alone. This is 90.9 WBUR.